Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, everybody, what's going on? I'm Rob Cesternino, back again to talk with you about the week's most interesting news stories for the week of May 24th, 2022, here on News AF.
If a story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual news.
Yeah, that's right here, News AF, and we are a man down here today, as it's going to be some old school News AF action, as I am here with a man who, of course, is pickleball's top influencer, Father Nature, America's dad. Here he is, my co-host on this, on the Tyson Hour. Here is Tyson Apostle.
Whoop, whoop. What's up, guys? I am here. This is the old Tyson Hour format. Mm-hmm. I mean, we didn't do many of those, did we?
At least like two.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Getting back to our roots, we do miss Danny. I know he's in Washington State in the mountains, and I believe he is doing a piece for, he's doing a piece independent, but he's hoping that CNN Plus comes back and he can sell the piece to them.
Yeah, that would be huge if he could like resurrect them. It might be such a big project to sort of like get it back going. Like, I was at the store the other day, and we were in Macy's, and they were like, Toys R Us is going to be here. It's like, well, really? They're bringing that back?
Yeah. Toys R Us. Toys R Us, really?
I guess so. Toys R Us is going to be part of Macy's.
Inside Macy's?
Yeah.
Is that what Macy's needs? I think that it's probably okay for Toys R Us, but I think it's going to be disappointing for everybody all the way around. Because you know where we get our toys?
Where? Arnazon?
Arnazon.corn. Yeah. Anybody who is an experienced parent just gets the cheapest, crappiest toys they can find.
The dollar store.
Correct.
I think that's where my family is right now.
That's where you go, because kids break toys. Kids don't care if a toy is organic, made of wood, or plastic and garbage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if they don't, then what's the point of spending $40 on a very nice wooden toy that will last forever? Because kids don't want a toy to last forever. They want a toy to last for an afternoon.
New. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Correct.
Yeah. Good. Great point. I take my kids on a shopping spree to the dollar store.
Yeah. That's a good idea. Mm-hmm. I should actually do that more often.
Yeah.
Because we go to Target and we let them pick from the bargain bin. They have the dollar bargain bin at the front.
Okay.
So we do that, but a lot of times there's nothing good in it at all.
Nothing good. And the dollar store is like, Dad, can I get this? Dad, can I get this? And you have to be like, I don't know. Let me think about it.
Yeah, let me go through the finances real quick.
Okay, yes. Yeah. Oh, thank you. Oh. Yeah. So that's good. That's good. Yeah.
Is Anthony eight?
No, seven? Dominic is eight. Anthony is
Dominic
six.
Is eight. That's what I meant. Dominic is eight. Mm-hmm. Anthony is six.
Mm-hmm.
Man, when does Anthony turn seven?
Yeah, November.
In the fall.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, Bergen's turning seven in June.
Yeah.
And then Marlo's turning four in July.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Man, our kids are growing up, dude.
I know. They're getting big. And
is Dominic cool still, or as an 8-year-old, is that difficult?
No, he's still, I still like him. Still good.
Okay, good.
Because I had thought about this recently. It was like, you know, we're always like doing stuff with them. And like, you know, I don't know how many more years it's going to be until like, they're just going to be like, we don't want to hang out with you. Like, like you can't stop making
still hold
us
your
go
hand
places.
And stuff when you go on walks?
Dominic, no. Anthony, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bergen's like 50-50 right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where she'll grab my hand or reject it if I reach out to hold her hand.
Yeah, I've noticed that Bergen has been appearing on your TikToks doing a lot of Would You Rather. She seems to have a gift.
Do you like those?
Yes. Yes.
She's been doing them for probably like the last like 6 months. And finally I was like, I have to film these because they're like, I was like, Bergen, give me a would you rather. She's like, okay, I got one. Here we go. And I was like, you have one already? She's like, yeah. Like those, every one that she's come up with, those are on the fly.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's not a planned thing. I don't know what she's going to say. Mm-hmm. She just comes up with it and she keeps going, like adding layers to it as she's like thinking through it. Like she was holding a water balloon at the one. And then she was like, would you rather be a water balloon fish that swims forever and ever and never dies and also never has to eat, or be a water balloon horse that runs forever and ever but doesn't have to eat and also never dies?
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, okay, well, that's tough. But yeah, I mean, they each have their merit.
For sure. Yeah. I had wanted to weigh in on, would you rather have a hat that has poop in it, right?
And you put it on your head.
And it drips down.
And it drips down your forehead.
Yeah. Or would you rather lose a tooth and then get a tooth in your mouth?
Lose a tooth and then have to feed it to somebody and then they swallow it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's a baby tooth.
Yeah, but it's a baby tooth.
Yeah.
And boy, if you don't have a baby tooth, you can still go back to having a baby tooth.
Yeah, I think I'd rather, I'd wear the hat, I think, because take a shower. I was like, that's a lot of dental work I need.
Yeah, that's what I did. I just was like, mm-hmm. I probably had poop in my hair before. But she was adamant about sticking with the tooth, the baby tooth one.
Yeah. And then you don't get money from the Tooth Fairy. That's right. Thank you, Heidi.
Oh, yeah. Then you didn't get money from the Tooth Fairy.
Yeah, that's, I mean, it's the ultimate insult. And then would I rather have it rain Skittles at my house or have it rain baby unicorns?
That land safely.
But now the world is like, how many unicorn mouths are there to feed? Now, maybe they could be like showing up at the place where it's raining Skittles and they could feed on the Skittles. But I don't know. I think you solve world hunger with the raining Skittles, unless you could eat the unicorn meat. Could you feed the world
the other red meat?
Yeah. Could you solve world hunger with unicorn meat?
Probably. It's probably got superpowers too.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's interesting. Yeah. I didn't ever think of that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll have to see if, when Danny gets back, we'll see if unicorn is on the red meat list that he read to us last week.
Well, I think that, yeah, it's probably on the rainbow meat list. But Tyson, here, that's my would you rather to you. Would you rather mm-hmm. cure world hunger by slaughtering and butchering unicorns or continue to have a, you know, food scarcity problem?
Do I have to do the one slaughtering, or I just have to give the thumbs up on the whole thing?
No, I think there'd be a whole new generation of unicorn butchers.
I just have to be like, rain down unicorns.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's what happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, you'd have to solve world hunger. Mm-hmm.
Doc says they're babies. Are they baby unicorns or fully grown, you know, unicorns?
They're baby unicorns.
Oh, well, they'd have to like, you know.
Deal.
Yeah.
Veal, right? Mm-hmm. Unicorn veal.
Yeah. And Doc says, can we solve world hunger with an endless Skittle supply? But it's only at your house. So I don't know how much Skittles when, you know, you get a lot of people diabetes just feeding them Skittles.
Yeah. But my understanding, too, was that the baby unicorn rain was also only at your house.
Oh, okay.
So you'd have to have the trucks come in.
See, I thought the it was raining unicorns all over the world.
Worldwide.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well, Tyson, this segues into our first story because let's talk about some more red meat. Okay.
Arby's.
Because over at Arby's, okay, and it was so funny because yesterday we were driving around and we just were like, I was with my family in the car and we were talking about like fast food chain restaurants that we went by and we drove past an Arby's and then we heard on the radio about the big news about Arby's is about to introduce its very first burger.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Okay.
Are they going to put cheese on it?
I think so. Yeah, it looks like it in the picture. It's called a...
the cheese sauce from the beef cheddar or like a regular slice of cheese.
Yeah.
Because I feel like they got to stick with the cheddar-y sauce, like do something unique. If they're going to introduce a burger, it's got to have an Arby's spin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, okay. It is going to be... it's called the Wagyu? W-A-G-Y-U. Do you know how to pronounce that?
Yeah, Wagyu.
Wagyu. Steakhouse burger.
It's supposedly like a superior or very nice beef.
Yeah, Japanese beef.
Yeah.
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 Okay. And so, Arby's said boring burgers are a fast food staple. So Arby's felt compelled to raise the bar with the Wagyu steakhouse burger. And so instead of focusing on making billions of mediocre burgers, we're taking a stance on high quality meat that deserved to be cooked properly.
Ooh, they're taking a swing at McDonald's, huh?
Yeah. It looks like it's going to be topped with American cheese, lettuce, tomato, pickles, and red onions, and a special burger sauce. Okay, so brand new burger coming to Arby's. Now, Tyson, do you feel like that perhaps this brand new Arby's first might be in response to some bad publicity that Arby's got last week?
Yeah, I did hear about that. That was a whole fiasco. I don't think we can really delve too deep into it because it was a manager, right?
Yes, yes.
So a manager was peeing into the ice cream shake mix maker thing.
That is correct. Yes.
But they found that because they investigated him for a much more serious crime.
Yeah, they were on the case of investigating a pretty heinous crime. But in doing so,
Scoop-esque.
Yes. 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 That they found in doing so that this manager was urinating into the milkshake machine at Arby's.
Yeah, I think is making a burger the best way to erase that from? I don't think so. I think they could do something cooler, like something with their fries, because they have their signature curly fries, and they're pretty good. And my favorite part about going to Arby's is that if I ever go to Arby's, it's with my dad.
Yeah.
And when we go to Arby's, every time we go at the counter, he says to whoever's working there, who has no power or authority over the Arby's corporate at all, he says, you know what, guys, you know what you should do with your fries? You should do like natural cut fries like Wendy's does.
Mm-hmm.
And they always are like, oh, yeah. And I always am like looking at him like, why don't we just go to Wendy's then if that's what you want, Dad? Instead of like suggesting they make Wendy's fries, you can just go to Wendy's and get Wendy's fries.
Yeah, that's so interesting. And he says that every time at Arby's.
Yeah.
And that do they ever like say that they're going to work on it? And is he disappointed then when he shows up the next time? Like, well,
they always say, oh, we're going to work on it. Or we used to do straight fries, but everybody ordered the curly fries. So then we just only offer curly fries. Like there's a few answers that were sometimes just like, okay. But he's not disappointed because he does go to Wendy's too.
Yeah.
But he loves those Wendy's natural fries because some of them have the potato peel.
Yeah, I like
right
them
on the
too.
End of the fry. Yeah.
I like those more than a curly fry. But what is the appeal at Arby's then? Does he like the, wants the meats?
Cheapness. I think they choose where to eat. My dad's office chooses where to eat based on the coupons that they have for the day.
Does Arby's have a lot of coupons?
They're real bargain eaters.
I didn't even know this.
Yeah. So when I used to go into the office at the bike shop where mm-hmm. I managed, that was at my dad's office complex.
Mm-hmm.
And we would all go to lunch together. And my brother also works there. And so my brother or one of the other guys would save up all the coupons that they got in the mail in the mailers. And then they would choose based on what they wanted to eat that matched, corresponded with what coupons they currently owned.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's where we'd go.
Yeah. So it's like a little bit of like a Monopoly game that they're playing of like, what fast food coupons do we go? And then, that's, you know, they'll end up wherever, they have the best deal.
Correct.
Yeah.
And if they can keep getting coupons for that deal throughout the month, they'll go there repeatedly over and over and over again.
Do you have any coupons?
No, I never use coupons. Unless they're for free stuff.
Yeah.
That's the only coupons I use, is it's like, oh, free tin of Pringles. Okay. Like mm-hmm. something like that. I got, in the mail, Taylor Farms, who makes those, salad kits.
Yeah.
They gave me a bunch of free salad kit coupons. So eating salad over here.
Yeah. My son the other day was like going through one of those things. He's like, oh, Dad, this pizza is $5 off. Should I rip it out? I'm like, I guess. I'm like, I don't know. Where are you going to put these coupons?
Yeah, it's not worth the hassle of saving them. I've heard that if you're going to be a coupon person,
yep.
you got to be all or nothing.
All or nothing.
Yeah, you're not going to save a ton of money by just clipping at random once in a while. But if you clip every single coupon, you go all in, dude.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you remember those? Because you spend so much time, you spend 60 hours a week figuring out how to maximize these coupons.
And do you buy the thing because you have the coupon and you didn't need the thing?
Correct.
Yeah.
Did you see the, there was that extreme couponing show?
Yes. TLC, I think. Yeah.
And they would go and sometimes they'd get money back.
Mm-hmm.
They'd like buy a bunch of groceries and just buy whatever the coupon dictated they buy. And then at the end, they'd be like, oh yeah, we owe you $20 for our, and you're like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's a thing too.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I don't know if, coupons are going to be going the way of the payphone, because in New York City, the last public payphone has been removed from New York City, Tyson. It marks the end of an era.
That we know of.
Yeah.
I bet you could find one somewhere.
You think you could find one?
Around the back of Caligula or something. There's one somewhere that people are not aware of. You don't think? You think the city's keeping tabs on this enough to know that there's one somewhere or not?
I guess so. So maybe it's like a disconnected one?
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like, payphones are forgotten.
Mm-hmm.
And that somewhere in a corner, in a dark, shady corner under a pile of garbage is still a payphone that nobody remembers.
Nobody remembers, but nobody's checking it for the quarters. Like, yeah. It's just like out of service.
Yeah.
Yeah. But this one worked up until yesterday.
The one in New York.
Yeah.
I mean, is that what they said? A working payphone?
Well, I know they removed it. You could see what was going on. I'm not 100% sure if it was still working. According to this article, the bank of two phones was on 7th and 50th in Midtown Manhattan. But it doesn't say it had it been working.
Well, you're going to New York this weekend.
Yeah.
And I'm going to New York this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
Should we go and start a memorial like the John Lennon Memorial, except for go for the payphone?
Yeah. Should we just let people use our cell phones for a quarter each? Make for
on
each
the corner
call?
There.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll stand exactly where that last payphone was, because there's probably people that are swinging by like, oh, where did that phone go? And it's like, oh, I'm the guy now. Mm-hmm. I use my phone. Yeah, I guess you could do that.
Yeah. But, you know, everybody has a cell phone and the payphone is no more. Do you remember the last time you used a payphone, Tyson?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know the exact last time. There's a mm-hmm. couple of times. So I used a payphone. You remember when you used to use kids, probably a lot of kids tuning into this won't even realize, but you could use a payphone to call collect, which means that the receiver of the call would get the charge. But what you do is you'd call collect on the phone, and when they were like, state your name, it would record your name, and you'd just say, I'm at the swimming pool, I need a ride, pick me up. And then your mom on the other end would get a thing that was from a robot that would be like, you have a collect call from, I'm at the pool right now, I need a ride, come pick me up. Do you accept the charges? And the person on the other end would be like, no, and hang up, so they wouldn't get charged for the call, but they knew to come get you.
Yeah.
So I probably used that in early high school before I could drive, maybe once or twice. And then on my Mormon mission in the Philippines, we called home, but we went to a call center that charged us or would charge collect as well. So that's not the same thing, because you'd go in a call. It was like this before cell phones were like really popular. You could go internationally. You could go to these places that just had, they look like they just had kiosks and kiosks with a little phone in each one, like little phone rooms.
Right.
And the whole building was filled with these phone rooms, and you could just go in and make your call.
Yeah.
So, and then they'd either charge you for the call at the end of it based on where it was going and stuff at the front desk, or you could pay like a small flat fee just to rent the space and call collect from that phone.
I also remember calling a lot of like 1-800 numbers and like making prank phone calls from a lot of pay phones. That was also like good for that.
Yeah. Danny and I, this is a great story about Danny and I. We lived in Switzerland together for a short time.
Yes.
I had just moved to Switzerland to try and become a pro cyclist. So I was racing amateur. Danny was a cyclist as well. He came out. And he came out to Switzerland to also try and race bikes with me. And his mom, for some reason, bought him a bunch of prepaid phone cards that you go and plug in a code at a payphone, and then you can call you with this card. So I don't know why his mom got him these, but she got him these international call cards, like hundreds of dollars worth of them. And so we would go to the payphones in Switzerland and prank call from a payphone in Switzerland. So I guess this is the last time I used payphones.
Yeah.
Prank call from payphones in Switzerland to the US to people we knew.
Yes.
And Danny used to be able to do a bunch of funny voices. He can still do funny voices, but he would do this funny voice of this drunk man at a party. And he just pretty much, we'd just leave messages. So people usually didn't answer because we'd call at a time that they were asleep or something because of the time difference. So we'd just leave messages on people's, on our friends' answering machines. And it would always be like some drunk guy that was just like, hey, I was at a party at your house, and I got some STDs, and just like a heads up because like I didn't have them before I got there, and there you might want to tell everybody from the party. And like we never told people who it was from. And years down the road, when we'd see those people again, we'd be like, hey, did you ever get a weird message on your phone about a drunk guy at a party at your house? And they're like, oh my gosh, we saved that message. We listened to it forever. We kept laughing. We couldn't figure out who it was. So yeah.
And it was Danny.
Job done. It was Danny.
Yeah.
So Danny would prank people I knew. So I'd have the phone numbers of people I knew, and he would prank them. And then I'd prank the people Danny knew, so that then they couldn't trace it back to just a voice.
Yeah. And did they say like they had been like telling their partners about the possibility of an STD in the mix?
No, I think most of them were like, I never threw a party in my house. This must be a prank. But how come it's been 3 years and nobody's asked me about it?
Yeah. you know, Zell, well, speaking of STDs, so this is an interesting story of that, you know, a lot of the stories in the news about STDs are very scary, very troubling. This is one that I thought is pretty interesting. Okay. So I saw this week, Tyson. So that we had talked about this a little bit yesterday or last week when we were talking about cats, of the very unique, I don't even know if you would call it a condition or a disease or disorder, Toxoplasma gondii. So that it goes by, you know, a few different like similar names. I feel like that this is similar to people that have the cats, right?
The like in the brain?
Yeah.
That fungus?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. Toxoplasmosis, I feel like is, what it's called in cats. So I think this might be like sort of a similar condition to this, Toxoplasmosis gondii. Now it is a sexually transmitted parasite, that up to 50% of the population already carries. But according to this research, they're finding that if you have this, allegedly, it may make you look more attractive to the opposite sex.
Oh, I get it. It's exactly like that cat thing.
Yeah.
But does it? Is it something that you look more attractive to the opposite sex over time? Because then they start getting, they react to it in close contact. Because the cat thing, I think there's something in their urine or something that does then affect the brain somehow, mm-hmm. with this, whatever it is.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, like a spore or bacteria or whatever. And then you like have a closer affinity to for cats.
Yeah. So, and, It actually physically changes your appearance. And so it's not just like a pheromone thing or like makes you more attractive to.
How do we get this? How do we get this?
That's what I said. That's what I thought. I'm like, oh, like I gotta get this.
And then if you go, if you undergo treatment to get it taken care of, you become uglier.
I guess so. I'm not even sure if you can get it taken care of. Now, that being said, hold on a second, because everybody that's listening is like, how do I find a person that has the Toxoplasma gondii and invite them to come to a, you know, party at my house? No, hold on a second, because it's also responsible for some different neurological disorders, including schizophrenia and psychotic episodes. Okay, so there is a cost.
Okay.
All right. But because they're saying that the parasite leads to higher testosterone levels in men, mm-hmm. and then also that it can manipulate the host's phenotype, which could potentially alter how you look physically.
Well, if it produces more testosterone, then you're going to, I guess, put on more muscle probably, or have an easier time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And muscle,
it also,
right?
Can include altering your hormones also.
Mm. So I'm looking here on Google. I've Googled toxoplasmosis and Toxoplasma gondii.
Yeah.
It says that an estimated 11% of the population 6 years and older have been infected with toxoplasma.
Yeah.
So that's not too bad. 10%, 11%. Mm-hmm. But some places in the world, it's more than 60%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
now, to me, yeah. I mean, this kind of makes some sense from a, you know, evolutionary perspective, because if you are some sort of like parasite that, you know, what do parasites want to do? They want to like recreate and procreate and sort of like get into like other hosts. Well, if you're sort of like a sexually transmitted parasite, well, what if you could sort of make your host person seem more desirable to others so that you would have the chance to go and get more hosts?
Yeah, exactly. That's how it works. That's how, I think there's a lot of shows about that where the aliens like, you know, mm-hmm. take over the body somehow, but
yeah,
it says untreated. Yeah, these infections can lead to blindness.
What was that one with, was it Natasha Henstridge?
I don't even know who that is.
Yeah, that was like
Species.
Species. Yeah. That wasn't even from the chat. You knew that.
Was that Species?
I think so, right?
That's the alien one, yeah. Where yeah. she's like actually an alien.
She was actually an alien.
But she morphs into
I don't think she even I don't even know if she morphed, but it was like, oh, okay, well, the plot was that it was like she needed to, I don't know, procreate. So it was like she was in like a beautiful woman, but then all these guys were like, oh my God, you're beautiful. And she's like, oh, let's go back to your place. And then she would kill them. Mm. But every single guy kept falling for the same thing. I mean, she was yeah. like the original catfish.
Yeah, she really was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
maybe this was based on that.
Hmm. You think this was based on that?
Species. Yeah, maybe.
Oh, you think the movie was based on... I thought you were thinking that maybe scientists were like, ooh, we need something that's similar to that. Mm-hmm. That was a great movie.
Yeah, yeah.
And then scientists came up with this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So...
humans get toxoplasmosis. Mm-hmm. Accidental ingestion after cleaning a cat's litter box when the cat has shed toxoplasma in its feces.
Mm-hmm.
So... anything that has come in contact with cat feces. So yeah. No more sandbox, everybody. Get rid of the sandboxes.
Mm-hmm.
Does toxoplasmosis go away? For most people, toxoplasmosis will go away without treatment after a few weeks or months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But those people requiring treatment may need to stay on medication 4 weeks or months.
So
what are the symptoms? Swollen lymph glands.
Mm-hmm.
Muscle aches and pains, headache, fever, generally feeling unwell, inflammation of the lungs, inflammation yep. of the heart muscle, inflammation of the eye, for example, the retina.
Yeah.
None of this sounds great.
None of it sounds great. But this experiment that they did to get to it, they took 35 college students, 22 men, 13 women, who were infected with T. gondii, and 178 students who were not carrying the parasite. And what they found was that the people who had it were more likely to have a symmetrical face.
Hmm.
Stronger genes? Yeah.
So you think that who's the actor with the most perfect symmetrical face?
I mean, I don't know.
Oh man.
Timothy Chalamet?
Nope. He was found to have the most perfectly symmetrical face. Man.
Who has the most symmetrical face in Hollywood? George Clooney?
Nope.
Bradley Cooper?
Nope.
Harry Styles?
Nope.
Brad Pitt?
Mm-mm.
Idris Elba, it. Ryan Gosling?
No.
Okay.
He was in Training Day.
Denzel Washington?
Yes, Denzel Washington. I think there was a study a few years ago or maybe a decade ago. I don't know when it was that he supposedly had the most perfect facial structure as determined by artists or something.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know if this is all connected, but according to this study that I'm looking at, you know, I don't know who the number one woman the most symmetrical face is?
Denzel Washington.
No. Amber Heard. So I don't know if they should test her for the...
Wow.
Hasn't come up so in the trial yet.
Do either of these people have
brain-altering schizophrenia?
Yeah, no, I think some people, one of the two probably has something akin to that a little bit, but do either of them have cats? That's what we need to find out
right now.
That's
what we have to find out. Number two, Kim Kardashian.
Okay.
On the female list.
How come it's always famous?
And number three, Kate Moss. Is this another Johnny Depp person?
Wow. How is it always famous
people? Johnny Depp loves the symmetrical faces.
What they need to do is every time you go and get a physical... they should do like some face scan so that maybe it's not just famous people with symmetrical faces on this list. And maybe it's just like Ryan Jones from New York City. He's an actuary. He has the most symmetrical face on the planet. Mm-hmm. Congratulations, Ryan Jones.
And should there be an award? Should there be a tournament?
I mean, just when you Google like most symmetrical face, there should be like a perfect picture of Ryan Jones.
Should that be like a Tinder bio, most symmetrical face?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Definitely.
Yeah. Interestingly, also on the women's list, Helen Mirren clocks in number six.
Oh. Aspen says Johnny Depp cat parasite confirmed. Yeah.
I mean, story checks out. Story checks out on a lot of different levels. I think very symmetrical face for Johnny Depp also. Okay.
So good.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How about a story about, I don't know if this is really too shocking, Tyson, but watching less than an hour of TV a day can cut your heart disease risk. But at what cost?
Yeah, exactly. Are you entertained? Being entertained?
Yeah.
And I mean, we went to the baseball game yesterday. Is baseball, sitting down watching a baseball game live, any different than just sitting down watching TV?
Okay, in the stadium or at the your house?
In the stadium.
Well, I think at the stadium, I think you kind of, while there's some more walking involved.
There's a little more walking, but like then there's also more hot dog ingestion.
More hot dog eating, right. But
yeah.
We also found that taking every hot dog you eat is taking 15 minutes off your life. Is that right?
Something like that, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I mean, the baseball game really encourages that.
Yeah, I had 5 minutes taken off my life last night.
You had a third of a hot dog?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What is that, just sort of like the
scraps of Marlo's second hot dog?
Yeah. That is one of the underrated parts of being a dad that people don't tell you about, is that you get to, you know, eat a lot of the food that gets left over.
Yeah. I don't even want to at this point, mm-hmm. but it's just like, and then I don't even order. I didn't buy my own hot dog because I knew. So they each had a hot dog and they were like, we want another hot dog. I was like, okay. So we got him another hot dog. And then at that point, I was like, hot dog doesn't sound bad. You know, it does go well with a baseball game.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew that if I'm getting them round two of hot dog, there's going to be some hot dog for me to eat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My younger son is like a real jerk about it, where he'll be like, hey, can I get a bite of that? I'm like, no. You can't.
Yeah.
And he's just like holding it. It's like, are you going to eat it? If you're not going to eat it, give it to me. I'll eat it. He's like, no, I don't, it's mine. You can't have it. I paid for it.
Yeah. That's Bergen too. She'll be like, I'll be like, are you eating that? Maybe. Can I have some? No. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, it's warm right now. I would like some. It's going to get cold and then nobody's going to eat it. And I'm going to be upset that I didn't eat some.
Yeah, you wasted
it. I know you're not going to eat it. She's like, no, you can't have it.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it gets cold, she's like, you can have it. And I was like, I don't want it anymore. It's cold and disgusting. Mm-hmm. Like we had this conversation 15 minutes ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very frustrating.
Yeah, it's sad.
You know, in addition, another study here is saying that 2 in 3 Americans think that drones will be delivering their takeout by 2027. Are you one of these people, Tyson? Do you think that in... but 5 years, drones will deliver your takeout?
No.
I think probably not also.
Do you know how much of the system would have to change for that? They'd have to have like a drone heliport cut out of the roof of each restaurant and like some takeoff and landing area and somebody to attach and detach. And it's, yeah. No, until the drones are also preparing the food, we're not getting that.
I mean, how many drones are just going to be in the sky? Just like, what if it's raining? Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's probably, you put it in a waterproof bag. So that's not an issue if it's raining.
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't see it happening, because I think that the infrastructure itself would have to change so radically in the next 5 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They surveyed 2,000 adults and 62% believe the majority of the cars on the road are going to be electric by 2030. And they said that 2 out of 3 felt like that the takeout is going to be all by drone.
Man, I went shopping for a plug-in hybrid car.
Yeah.
Maybe one of our listeners can help me. You cannot find them anywhere. They're impossible to find. Mm-hmm. Everybody snatched them up months ago. And now that the gas prices are so high, I was like, we should just trade in our car and get a plug-in hybrid, because then you can drive around town on just electric, and then you can, if you go on a road trip, you then can use gas more.
Yeah.
But all the plug-in hybrids I wanted to look at were gone. I don't think any company right now, mm-hmm. I don't think I could buy a plug-in hybrid unless I ordered one right now right. and got it in 3 months.
And this seems like a good business. Far be it from me, but I kind of feel like that maybe like Tesla should just be like focused on the electric car stuff.
Yeah. Instead of what? Space?
Well, space among other things.
Yeah. Twitter. Yeah. Owning Twitter.
I mean, it seems like that they, focus on the electric car.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, you do remember, Docs in the chat also, we're old enough to remember, Rob, that, we thought flying cars, we thought we were all going to have flying cars when we were kids.
Yeah. Forget it.
Yeah.
Forget
that's
it.
Never happened.
We'll take a car with a battery.
Yeah. We'll just take a car with a battery.
Fine.
Yeah.
The wheels are fine. Wheels are, wheels are getting it done.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Yeah.
I mean, if I don't have to drive it, even better.
I don't want a Tesla.
Oh, what do you want?
Well, I want a plug-in hybrid, because then I don't have to wait with my family to charge it on a road trip every 300 miles or 200 miles.
Got it. You want to have options.
I want to have options, but also if I did get an electric, I don't know. I like the Hyundai. I like the new Hyundai electric one.
The Hyundai EV
5 or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks pretty dope. I saw one in person, at the dealership.
I hear those are pretty good. Yeah.
They're hard to get. They're really hard to get.
They all are.
And they cost money.
I know. That's the thing.
That is the thing.
It's tough.
So Danny's over here living the dream with his helicopter, to Pete says, which is true, but you know how much fuel helicopters eat up.
I'm sure. Now we know that Danny has been learning to fly here, and so I do have the story of a flight instructor that went wrong. Now I'm not sure if this was who Danny was learning to fly. This is the story of a Russian pilot and a female cadet who have been kicked out of flight school after a mid-air sex tape was posted to the internet.
They were kicked out? They weren't promoted?
Yeah, I mean, you would think that, I guess you want to be prepared for any sort of circumstances in flight school, right?
including getting seduced. What is...
So this man was 28 and married, and he took off with a 21-year-old student. And not only did this happen, I guess this also ended up being recorded and then put on the internet.
Hmm. Why?
Such a good question. I don't know. Okay. I don't know why they did it. Maybe they felt like that this was maybe that they thought that this was going to be the next career.
I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, you never know until you try, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What was the parasite situation with both of those?
Oh, unclear. Right. Again, maybe you have two people with the brain parasite, and that's just it's too much, two attractive people.
The toxoplasmosis is just running rampant in flight school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, and again, why could they blame it on that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if that's sort of an excuse. That I think that there was a person who was another rival student at the flight school who then posted the footage. I'm not sure if the plane is recording this footage. Oh,
they must be probably for liability purposes, and then they got that's exactly what mm-hmm. it was used for. Yeah.
Yeah. Because the scandal was uncovered when the student had a falling out with another cadet who decided to post the vision online. I'm not sure if vision is the term for the cockpit video.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did you watch this video?
Yeah, there were only still images in the news story where I found this. People involved said that they had just hugged and kissed and that autopilot remained on the whole time.
Hmm. Well, there is autopilot. I've been in enough aircrafts to realize that most of the time you just have that thing going in autopilot.
Mm-hmm. So,
once you're up there, there's a lot of downtime. Right. There's a lot of downtime. Yeah.
Too bad Danny's not here. We can ask him, if he's ever been, bored in the cockpit. Like, what bored do you do? Enough. Yeah.
I mean, with a toxoplasmosis riddled brain, there's,
you could be up there and it's like, you have two symmetrical faces staring at
each
other.
Super symmetrical faces. Yeah,
right.
Exactly. Right. Just with testosterone coursing through their veins.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are they to do?
Yeah. And another story, I guess in a similar vein, Tyson, I know you're not a big hockey guy.
Yeah, no.
But
I know about hockey.
Yeah, it's a big story about how the Florida Panthers have gotten busted partying at a strip club before losing and getting swept out of the NHL playoffs.
Ooh, that's a bad look.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a lesson that everybody can now teach their kids.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do that because then you'll lose in the playoffs.
Yeah, don't do that. But I kind of feel like that teams that are down 3-0 in a playoff series are they're willing to try anything.
Let's live it up. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I feel like
that's true. Maybe it will help.
There's a lot of stories about when the Red Sox came back against the Yankees in 2004 and they were down 3-0. Like, I'm pretty sure they were taking shots before game four.
Yeah. Yeah. That could be.
It's like, we're too tight. We got to get loose. What do we do?
Yeah. And then all of a sudden they're just crushing.
Yeah, but maybe this should be a lesson. Strip club is not the answer to the how do we
maybe
change
not for
the
everybody maybe yeah. not for everybody, or maybe just go earlier in the evening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
if you're up all night, that's not going to be good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, apparently they were out at the Tampa strip club till nearly 3 a.m
Yeah, that's not great. You got to get your sleep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Recovery and sleep is the maybe more important than the training itself.
Yes. And this was a big battle, Tyson. This was the battle for Florida between the Florida Panthers and the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Yeah. Wow. Man, I mean, at least a Florida team's there, right? A Florida team's winning.
Yes.
So that's probably feels good. But yeah, I think if you're down 3-0, then whatever you were doing, try the opposite.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. I thought this is a story that you might be interested in. Now, I feel like in my own personal experience, I feel like that there's actually been a lot less of this in the last couple of years. But do you have a lot of the electric scooters that you can rent in your area?
I have two. Oh, I own two.
You own
that
two.
I bought. Yeah, that are Bird scooters that I own.
Yes. And then what do you do with them? Do you and Rachel go for a ride?
Sometimes. I sometimes take them to the pickleball court, which is just a block away.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't ride them as much as I thought we would.
Yeah. Do you ever see the ones that you can rent?
Yes.
Yes. And do you have a lot in your area?
Yeah. No, not in my area because we're pretty removed from the main population. Mm-hmm. And everything's a little too spread out for the scooters to be run rampant here.
Yeah. When I was in California, I felt like that they were everywhere pre-COVID. And then I feel like you almost never see them in the last couple of years. But apparently in Denver, they are still very much a thing. And apparently there are a lot of people who are leaving them illegally parked, Tyson.
Ooh.
And so a vigilante has taken matter into their own hands by taking a marker and blacking out the QR code and leaving a note that says about how that they are parking illegally. And now they are no longer able to use the scooter.
Well, now they just have to do an NFC.
Yes. The note says, per city code, all vehicles must be parked in a manner that does not impede pedestrian clear paths or access to the right of way. This scooter slash bike was incorrectly parked, resulting in the QR code being obscured. Contact Lyft or Lime if you wish to use this vehicle. We are sorry for your inconvenience, but unfortunately, some people suck and do not consider it. Are not considerate of how other people use the sidewalks. Maybe take the black marker and fix some of the grammar in the card. But I mean, once you printed a million of them.
Well, the other thing too, is that you're not teaching a lesson to the person who parked it. You're teaching a lesson to the person. And I mean, maybe that person comes back to that scooter.
Yeah,
I guess. But generally you're probably not teaching the scooter, the person who parked it, the lesson. You're teaching the person who runs out to try and find a scooter to take the lesson.
Right. Like, is the illegally parked scooter, is that person likely in a store, or is that person likely they are finished scooting and now we're going to like teach a lesson to, you know, everybody has to like walk over this disabled scooter until Lyft comes and picks it up.
I think that's what's happening. But mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know, because are they still doing that program where you can pick up the scooters and charge them for and then you get like you earn money doing that?
Oh, I didn't know that was a thing. You can pick up like orphaned scooters.
You can pick up scooters and go plug them in, and then I think you would earn money for charging the scooters.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So. The scooter company Lime said vandalizing property is a crime and only harms those who rely on these vehicles every day as an affordable, convenient way to get around. Lime takes vandalism seriously and will pursue appropriate legal action against those that damage or vandalize our property. So what should Scooter Batman be doing instead, Tyson?
Should be finding a way that's hilarious and appropriate to punish the actual person parking that scooter, but then they have to be present when the scooter is parked rather than just wandering the streets for scooters that are not parked appropriately.
Hmm.
But also I think Lime and Bird and those companies charge you a premium to park the scooter illegally.
How do they know? Is they have like some sort of like a sensor of
a GPS thing. So if you park them in like the certain parking stalls, then you get like then you get charged less.
Got it. Is it almost like the shopping cart at the supermarket? Like it needs to be put back in a certain area?
Almost. Yeah. I mean, like every like block or two in San Diego, when we would ride them around, they had like these squares painted out. And and it would show you on your app, like when you got the scooter exactly in the right position. And then it would be like, okay, you get a discount.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or you had to take a picture of it inside that square.
Yeah. Cause correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like in New York, I feel like they don't have these problems like with the city bikes.
Yeah. Cause the city bikes, you get charged for the bike unless you plug it you put the wheel back in the lock or something. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, I mean, they could do something like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But yeah, I don't know. It's the Wild West, the wild frontier of scooters.
And then Tyson, I have another story for you that I think is pretty interesting. Now, are you a fan of the Marvel movies?
Which ones are Marvels?
Spider-Man and Doctor Strange and all those people that go into the multiverse.
Yeah, Rachel is not.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like neither here nor there on them. I haven't seen a lot of them because Rachel is not a fan.
Yeah. Okay.
Watch one if you were in town, you're like, you know what I really want to do is watch this movie. I'd be like, yeah, let's go watch that. But Rachel is like, it's not, none of that could be real.
Oh, really? Well, tell Rachel that with that skeptical attitude, she should be made aware that some scientists are saying that maybe a Doctor Strange like multiverse might be possible because of some of the science that the researchers of the University of at the University of New Mexico are believing that a similar alternate universe may be interacting with our own via gravity.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Okay.
So we need to start studying these movies. What's going on?
I don't know. That could be a good place to start of going back and figuring out what's going on in these movies. But what they're saying is that this might provide a way to understand why there appears to be a discrepancy between different measurements of the universe's expansion rate. And so they're saying that there are things that just are not lining up with what the astronomers are observing. They say, put simply, the universe is expanding slower than we expect it to. And scientists have been confused about that, but they're thinking that maybe the gravity of another universe could be messing with us.
Oh, that could be, but also, I mean, sure. I mean, I don't know. That's probably a theory, but also I'm assuming that the universe is so large and expansive that I'm having a hard time believing that there's any scientists that fully understand and comprehend what's happening.
That is true. I can't imagine that we've scratched the surface, but does that speak to that there would only be one mirror universe? And is the mirror universe then like
an are exact, we in it?
Are we the mirror universe? Like I used to,
yeah.
You know,
ooh,
maybe
that would be insulting. Like we think we're so important over here. Maybe we're just a mirror.
This is the bad place. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. We're just a mirror of what's happening for reals.
But, you know, I thought that there would be like billions and billions of other universes. But what if there's just one other one?
You think just one? I think if there's one, there's probably more.
Hmm. Yeah. Is it like a kaleidoscope?
Maybe more reflections.
Mirror? Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe there's more reflections. Maybe we're the first mirror, but there's also a reflection of the mirror within the mirror, like a hall of mirrors,
mm-hmm.
like a fun house.
Yeah. So the scientists are calling it also an invisible universe, a mirror world that we cannot see, but whose particles are interacting with our universe.
Mm. Well, that's goes above and beyond my pay grade.
Mm hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if you could, would you want to visit the other universe?
Yeah, you'd have to.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, well, it'd be good to have sort of like a panic room if things get rough here.
Get to the other universe ASAP.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like switch on over. And that being said, hypothetically, like what if things got bad there?
Then they're all coming here.
What if they're you know, should we let them in?
I mean, some probably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think we're going to have to, like anybody with toxoplasmosis over there, we're going to just be like, yes, your face is so symmetrical. Get on in here.
Right. Is the universe have two symmetrical sides?
Yeah, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
So you're saying the universe itself has toxoplasmosis?
Yeah. And if it's like if the two dimensions, the two universes are like, you know, exact, very symmetrical, it would be like very attractive.
Are they mirror images of their each other, or are they like a camera mm-hmm. version
of like
each
a reversed
other? Yeah, a reverse mirror.
Mm-hmm. Could be.
Yeah.
More research is certainly needed in this area.
Yeah, we definitely need more scientists on the job. I wonder if we could get billions of dollars in grants to have these people tell us what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What would be your number one question for the mirror universe?
For the mirror universe?
Yeah.
Like who's answering it?
I guess mirror universe.
Or it's
Tyson.
Just me.
Yeah.
Oh, so I would be able to ask mirror universe Tyson.
Hmm.
Man, I don't think like how mirror is it? Like, could I ask him his net worth and he would tell me, or would that like, he'd be like,
he could tell
24 gar blocks. And you'd be like, what's a gar block?
Hmm. Yeah. So I think that they would have probably the same amount of money, but maybe money is worth different there. Or maybe like they're like okay. their inflation,
Rate is different.
Isn't as bad, or maybe it's worse.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, just going back to drones real quick, that it was announced today that Walmart is expanding drone delivery to 6 states.
They've never delivered anything by drone.
Okay. Well, they on Tuesday, they said that they will be able to deliver more than 1 million packages by drone in Arizona, Arkansas, Florida, Texas, Utah, and Virginia. So you and Danny could be getting all your Walmart stuff delivered by drone, and I'll be having a schlep all the way to Walmart.
Yeah, I'm telling you what's happening. You have to go to Walmart,
yeah.
and then you have to stand in like the landing zone outside in the parking lot where the drone delivers, and it's so a huge hassle.
It will take the drone will have your stuff, and then take it from the sort of like behind the store to your car in the front of the store.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, something like that, and there's a huge line,
and there's a big line, but it's really the coolest way to get your stuff.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I don't think that that's anything special. I think that it's definitely.
That's what you say, but Walmart is partnering with Drone Up. You like that name, Drone Up?
Yeah, but I don't even know what Drone Up is. They're partnering with a company that nobody's heard of.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard of Drone Up before?
No. Sounds
See,
like
it's a play on. Yeah. It's a play on grown up, but also drones.
Grown up or thrown up.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Between the hours of 8 a.m. and 8 p.m., customers will be able to order from tens of thousands of eligible items, such as Tylenol, diapers, and hot dog buns.
Yeah.
For delivery of
anything light.
Yes. Imagine that was your exact
marshmallows.
Order.
Yeah. Yeah. Marshmallows, tissues, mm-hmm. and hot dog buns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so after completing hundreds of deliveries within a matter of months with our existing Drone Up hubs. Okay. So hubs speaks to what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I just made that up. I don't know.
More importantly, we've seen a positive response from our customers that have used the service. In fact, while we initially thought customers would use the service for emergency items, we're finding it. They use it for convenience, like a quick fix for a weekend meal. And they list the top selling item currently being delivered by drone, Tyson.
Yeah. You want me to guess what it is?
Yeah, take a guess.
It's got to be something light and airy, right?
Light and airy, yeah.
Rice Krispie treat.
No. Think a little bit more savory.
Potato chips.
No. Hamburger helper.
Hamburger helper? That's interesting.
Do you ever use hamburger helper in the kitchen?
No. Maybe. Mm-hmm. I know what it is.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I've ever... used it. Mm-hmm. It's just like a rice mix that you add.
Is it rice?
Hamburger to or pasta?
I feel like it's just like seasoning. I don't know. Is it rice?
No, it's like a rice mixture.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure. Let me Google
it. It's like, hey, if your hamburger is coming out a little gross, this will help it.
Doesn't even come up. Oh, hamburger helper.
Yeah. Here we go.
Hamburger helper.
Making a casserole.
Like, yeah. So like one of them is like a try with hot dogs instead of ground beef. It's a cheeseburger macaroni. So it comes with everything but the meat. And then you add the meat yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's beef stroganoff. Mm-hmm. So it's all these like pasta dishes that just don't have the meat in them.
Yeah.
And then you just add and the hamburger is what you're supposed to add, but some of them it's like try with ground sausage instead of ground beef.
Mm-hmm. Try it delivered by drone.
Cheesy hash browns,
mm-hmm.
a lot of them you don't even need to add beef to, but it looks like that's the whole thing. Hamburger helper, man. I don't know the last time I heard of somebody being like,
we're out of hamburger helper. Call the drone. Yeah.
Get the drone out. Okay, but you got to drive to the landing zone, which is 40 minutes away. Mm-hmm. And you're like, but Walmart's just around the corner.
Head out to the hub.
Do the drone. Head out to the hub. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So I don't love it.
Okay. Tyson, anything else you want to talk about?
No, I don't think so. I think that's it. Mm-hmm. You know, an exciting week coming up. The Survivor finale, which you and I are both covering.
Yeah.
And then we are both going to be in the great state of New York.
Yep. We're having the same week that we did News AF. Then we're going to talk about Survivor. Correct. Then we're going to go to New York.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And then next week, more News AF. So still identical.
Mm-hmm. We're not going to have any hamburger helper. When are you getting back from New York?
Sunday.
Okay. On Monday.
Oh. And then I'm going to be in Austin, Texas the next week because I am commentating pickleball. I think I told you guys last week. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to New York to commentate for some pickleball. And then I'm going to be there. And then I'm going to do, we're announcing a professional pickleball draft for Major League Pickleball.
A draft?
On Saturday. Yeah. So it's going to be a team style event, kind of like college tennis is. So there's two men and two women on each team. And they're going to play men's doubles, women's doubles, and two mixed doubles events at this. And then they score points based on how they do in each match against all the other teams. There's 12 teams. And then, so we're doing the draft breakdown on Saturday in New York at Flushing Meadows, the tennis center, where they do the U.S. Open tennis, which is pretty cool. And then the next week, we're going to the first event to commentate in Austin, Texas.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, do you have a broadcasting mentor, somebody that you look to in sports announcing?
Just me.
Okay.
Do I need to? Who should I mirror?
Well, I don't know. Is it sort of like, are you sort of
who does
like,
the old NBA Jam stuff?
Hmm.
That's some razzle dazzle.
Mm-hmm.
Of thing.
Marv Albert.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a catchphrase that you use when?
Not yet.
Okay. Are you open to crowdsourcing catchphrases?
Tweet me some catchphrases for pickleball.
Mm-hmm.
Please.
Yeah.
Everyone.
Yeah.
Tweet me some catchphrases for pickleball.
Yeah.
Thank you.
What about that's some hamburger helper right there.
Nope.
No,
that won't work. That's product placement from a company that doesn't pay me. And also it's, has nothing to do with pickles.
Hmm. Okay. I'm trying to see if there's anything else from our conversation today
that has to do with pickles. Throw some pickles on that hamburger.
Hmm.
Something like that.
Yeah. Are you looking for something specifically that has pickle in it?
No, not necessarily.
Hmm. Yeah. All right. Well, let's see.
We'll figure it out. Yeah. Ooh. People will tweet at me.
Yeah. All right. And of course, I've got everything going on with Survivor. Talked about this past weekend on Robin Keeping the podcast. Robin Keeping gets Shrek'd, went back. We have a big Shrek enthusiast in the RHAP community. His name is Shut Up Tim Tyson.
Shut Up Tim.
Yes.
I know Shut Up Tim.
Yeah, he's a prolific on Twitter. Yes. Loves to talk about Shrek. So we watched Shrek 1. He made up a bunch of games for us. And then on Nothing But Netflix, I watched the movie Senior Year starring Rebel Wilson, which I thought was pretty fun.
I watched that too.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was fun.
You like it? Yeah.
Yeah, it was fine.
Yeah. And all that and more at robhasawebsite.com. And of course, next week we'll be back with Danny, assuming, you know, his adventures go fine.
Yeah. And if not, you'll finally get to hear this eulogy that I have prepared for him and Matt.
Mm-hmm.
Just plug and play, and it's going to be great.
All right, Tyson, great job today. Thanks everybody for joining us. Take care. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And broadcast has ended.